Daryl Carrier's new home just outside of Bowling Green features an expansive workout room in the basement. Upstairs, a display of many of the mementos from his distinguished college and pro basketball careers. He enjoys giving visitors a tour of the home, right down to the smallest details, like the insulation.
I mean, it's airtight. It keeps you warm in the winter and cool in the summer without a whole lot of cost to you.
The handsome two-story house is a far cry from his humble beginnings in Warren County.
We didn't have electricity for a long time, and we didn't have a bathroom in our house. We had to take a bath in a pan. I saved up enough money to buy my first ball and goal. It was a little lace-up ball and a little war goal for $3.99. And I put it on the side of a corn crib, and I shot my little ball through that goal for 2 or 3 days, and my ball went over the fence, and a big old hog took a bite of it, and that was the last of my ball.
Then he improvised.
My mother would open bean cans or something, and I'd take a little old tin can and shoot through that little hoop, and I'd make me rag balls and shoot through that hoop. So therefore, I didn't get any dribbling in, but I got a lot of shooting in.
He eventually tripled his investment, spending $9 on a regulation ball and hoop. Even then, his work ethic was relentless.
Mother would say, "Supper's ready. Come on, eat your meal." Said, "A good hot meal." And I said, "Okay, I'll be in a minute." And I just keep shooting. Usually eat a cold meal because I wanted to keep shooting the ball.
Those shooting skills served him well. He starred at Bristow High School before enrolling at Western Kentucky, where he would climb into the school's record books. In 69 games with the Hilltoppers, Carrier averaged 19 points a game, third best when he left school, and still fifth in the history of the program. He scored 50 points in a game against Morehead State on February 11, 1964, only the third player in WKU history to score 50. That year, he earned All-America honors. On Saturday night, the WKU athletic program honors Daryl Carrier by retiring his number 35 jersey. He'll be the eighth person so honored by the men's basketball program, a distinction also given to Carrier's coach, E.A. Diddle.
He liked my game, and he let me shoot the ball, and it was a great experience. I didn't win as many ball games the last 2 years as I would like to have won, but I did have a great career there at Western.
After college, Carrier spent several years with the amateur Phillips 66ers. With that team, he traveled the world playing basketball in some 23 different countries.
It was really an experience, and we went to some very poor countries, North Africa, Tunisia, places like that, and families would live under tents. They were just really poor, and it made me appreciate being from Western Kentucky and being from Bowling Green.
Carrier would also play internationally in the Pan Am Games in 1967, helping Team USA to a 9-0 record and a gold medal. He would spend his entire pro career in the ABA, beginning with the Kentucky Colonels from 1967 to 1972 and with the Memphis Sound for one season. His numbers as a pro, outstanding as well. He was an ABA All-Star 3 times and eventually named one of the top 30 players in ABA history and one of the top 25 shooting guards of all time. As it turned out, not only did Carrier's endless childhood hour shooting hoops pay dividends in the pros, so too did his farming experience.
But when I was with the Colonels, I managed the owner's farm. They had a big 500-600 acre farm, and he and I bought cattle together. So I had a little more than a contract with the Kentucky Colonels. I had a contract with the owners where we went out and we bought cattle, and half the cattle was mine, half the cattle was the owners. And I raised a tobacco crop on them, and I put up hay.
After his playing days, Carrier spent decades in the business world. He's been a real estate broker. He sells antiques. He's even an auctioneer.
So it goes something like this. 40 dollars, 2 and a half, 5 dollars, 45 dollars, 7 dollars, 50 dollars, and get them out of here. So that's a sample of my auctioneering.
It's been 50 years since his last game at Western, and fans at Diddle Arena Saturday night will see Daryl Carrier take his place among the best basketball players ever to wear the Hilltopper Red as his number 35 jersey is raised to the rafters. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.